USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden warned at the NATO summit in Brussels that a food shortage is imminent following the effect of sanctions levied against Russia coming to pass.
So talk about food shortages, and it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example.
Arizona, Oklahoma, and Kentucky all passed bills that would ban transgender youth from participating in girls' sports, the latest in a flurry of state legislation by Republicans on a heated election year issue. In addition to the Republican-sponsored Save Women's Sports Act, Arizona lawmakers passed legislation that would prohibit physicians from providing gender-affirming surgery to minors. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Iran's foreign minister claims that his country is ready to reach a long-lasting agreement with world powers, blaming the latest failure to revive Tehran's tattered nuclear deal on allegedly unrealistic visions by the United States. Speaking during a visit to Beirut, the foreign minister urged the United States to stop wasting time. Nuclear negotiations nearly reached completion on the deal earlier this month before Russia demanded that its trade with Iran be exempted from Western sanctions over Ukraine. Negotiators have yet to reconvene in the Austrian capital, and it's unclear exactly what hurdles lie ahead. Youth campaigners are organizing a 10th series of worldwide protests against climate change today, with many also planning to call for an end to the war in Ukraine. The Fridays for Future movement, inspired by Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, has called demonstrations from Australia to India and the United States. In Germany alone, 300 protests were planned, with the biggest traditionally taking place in Berlin. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The sentiment Minority Leader will say no on a major upcoming vote.
Mitch McConnell puts himself in the no column for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee.
I went into the Senate process with an open mind, but after studying the nominee's record and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
During confirmation hearings this week, Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee portrayed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as soft on crime. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Refugees from the Ukraine war are arriving in Poland by the tens of thousands and are traveling to Warsaw. While the Polish capital has welcomed all refugees, the mayor says the city is at its limit and needs drastic help. Warsaw has taken in more refugees than any city in the world, bumping its own population up by 20% since the start of the Russian invasion 30 days ago. A 14-year-old boy fell to his death from a ride at an amusement park in Orlando. Sheriff's officials and emergency crews responded to a call at Icon Park. The boy fell from the Orlando Freefall ride, which opened late last year. The ride stands 430 feet tall and is billed the world's largest freestanding drop tower, according to the park's website. The ride holds 30 passengers as it rises in the air, rotates around the tower, then tilts face to the ground before free-falling at more than 75 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.